George, when you use certain words like pussy, bullshit, fuck, asshole, yeah, cocksucker, they seem to evoke a big laugh, no yeah question. Would the joke work just as well if the shock word wasn't included?
Some do, some absolutely do not. It has to do with the importance that that word plays in that particular context you're in. I have no way of giving examples of this, but it seems as if there are some contexts you can be speaking in where the joke is supreme and will win out over anything. And there are other contexts where the emotion, because those words are emotional and they provide, as you say, shock, and I want to say something about that in a minute too, but where emotion is involved in the message, more than intellect or in equal parts, those words serve a better purpose and they seem more indispensable in a given joke. There are some where the laugh will be a little bit less, but the joke still survives. Well, I want to say that thing about that word shock, because as you and I know, over the years, and especially since Lenny Bruce, that word shock has become a bit of a conversational cliche when discussing that kind of comedy, where people will say, well, now aren't you just doing that for the shock value? Well, what those people don't realize is that comedy feeds on surprise. The whole element of comedy deals with surprising the person at the end. Shock is nothing but an intensified form of surprise. Now, if you're just standing up there to shock alone, there are things you can say that are much more shocking. You can start screaming things about baby rape and describe baby rape in a graphic way. That's shocking. These words serve, yes, as a heightened surprise. Therefore, they're on the edge of shock, but they are not for shock value. They are for embellishment. Not everyone in this society speaks that way, but a large percentage of people in this society use those words the same way in private life to make an emphatic point.
What was your reaction to Cosby getting after Eddie Murphy and then Jay Leno, because Eddie uses so much of that in his in his act?
And, you know, there are degrees of use and there are contexts. And I just think everything goes. I have a piece in my act where I talk about cancer now, where I begin to talk about cancer. I take a sip of water and I talk about the carcinogens in the water, and I talk all about the cancer, and I get a few pretty good laughs in it, and then I have some lines where they don't laugh at all. And then I say to them, see, some people don't want you to talk about certain things. They're afraid if you don't say something, it'll go away. And then I say rape. Because you can talk about rape, and I do a whole long thing on rape, and it's funny as hell. And I just am trying to show them that depending on the context of the joke, how you use it, what your intention is, the words can serve a different purpose than just to hurt people. And so, what am I getting back to? Yeah, I think anything goes. And I think of Eddie Murphy, who is still young and unformed as a stand-up. I mean, he came out of sketch playing into comedy acting in movies, and his stand-up thing is raw still and unformed. He'll learn how he wants to temper it if he wants to, but it'll be his experience. Cosby can say what he wants, of course, but I think it's really prudish to come on like that. I think it's wonderful that Jay Leno never has to use a dirty word and everything, but I don't choose to do that, and I don't, you know.
And each man has to do his own thing.
Absolutely, and I think imposing, even conversationally, imposing your own standards on someone else by pointing it out is unnecessary, you know, and small-minded, I think.